What is up, writers and listeners? It's your favorite editor, Kanava, and today we got a special episode for you on Valentine's Day. With love in the air, we decided to show some love for you guys by putting out a special edition episode all based on love. So, happy Valentine's Day. Hope you're enjoying it. Without further ado, let's get into the episode. Enjoy.
Hello, happy Valentine's Day. Welcome back to Off the Notepad.
I'm Victoria D'Angelo.
I don't know why I didn't go first. I'm Malika Campbell.
And happy Valentine's Day!
We worked this out like 2 seconds ago. Who's introing? Oh, it's me.
You got most of it out, and then you stopped, and I was confused.
I don't even know why I stopped. As usual, Valentine's Day has me emotional over the chocolate sales tomorrow, and what else is good about Valentine's? The flowers. I like flowers.
You know, literally every single October, I'll go into the grocery stores and I'll see all the candy, and I'm like, we should come back on November 1st. Never do.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Once in my life.
Yeah, I'm always the same way, too. Every single time, it's like, oh, yeah, candy's on sale, and I never go.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, romance is dead.
Maybe this Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we'll yes, this time we'll go together.
Yeah! You and me, Halika, Valentine's Day shopping!
Never mind, romance is back. Romance is back. Speaking of romance, we have a very special episode today. We're going to take two protagonists and we're going to show them how to love again.
Yeah. Or maybe they'll hate each other. We don't know yet.
Enemies to lovers to enemies again.
To lovers again.
Yes. Forbidden. We'll find out, though. So, my protagonist that we're working with is a carousel enthusiast / repair person.
That's so specific.
It's because I love carousels. I wanted to see representation.
Okay. Well, the character on my side that we'll be working with is a manga artist.
What? Okay. Okay. Interesting. This could actually work. You know, like, manga artists have to do weird things all the time for their mangas, so maybe the setup I thought was going to be the worst part, but mostly because I kept thinking we were going to be dealing with an alien lover. So... could our manga artist be studying carousel structures?
Could be. Could be studying children.
Yeah, it's true.
Do we want to do like a, this is a Shonen Jump manga artist, or do we want to do a, I post on webtoons?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. Let's do...
or a good midpoint who publishes, who has, like, 2 books independently published.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Just because, like, webtoon artists have a vibe about them, which is, like, really hard to pin down.
Oh!
Yeah, but I like the idea of, like, a small-time independent creator.
Okay.
So what are they working on?
Let's see. I feel like they're writing about either a child or a parent who has a young child.
Makes sense. Could be one of those, slice of life with a twist things that keep coming out. You know, like, I can't remember what it's called. There's Spy X Family, and then there's a buddy daddy thing, which is about a... 2 guys who raise a little girl, but one of them is like an assassin.
Oh.
Something like that. I haven't seen it. You can't be mean to me. But it could be one of those where it's like it has that intrigue, but it's mostly about raising a child.
Yeah. Which is boring.
Yeah. But maybe they're a boring person at the beginning.
I keep thinking about... Hitman Reborn is not what I'm thinking of, but those are the words that are coming to my head. It's about a mafia boss, but he's young, and he has fire on his forehead.
That is Hitman Reborn.
I was going to say, that's Hitman Reborn, yeah?
Never mind. It's Hitman Reborn.
It's Hitman Reborn.
Which I've never seen, but I've, like, seen people give a lot of praise to it.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's what I was thinking of.
Children doing things that they shouldn't. Guns.
Actually, it's an 8-year-old mafia boss that we're writing about.
Oh, yes. Completely just change gears. Okay. So they're working on some sort of, like, action series around a child, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they an only child themselves? They feel like an only child. They feel like I don't know children.
Yeah. Yeah.
It probably doesn't matter in the grand scheme of the rom-com, but...
So they're, I assume, sitting on a park bench,
mm-hmm.
staring at the carousel, watching the children, looking kind of like a creep.
Yeah. Oh, definitely looking vaguely like a pedophile.
Yeah. Yeah.
They taking pictures? I bet they're taking pictures. Because I'm betting how this starts is they've probably been doing a good amount of research to this point. They've already been harassed about this, like people going, hey, you can't just do that. So I think our carousel enthusiast comes up to them and is like, so, you're really enjoying the carousel, huh? Made it myself. Designed all of it. And our poor manga artist is like, no, don't talk to me. I'm not here for that.
Alternatively, manga artists could be, tell me every single detail, and starts taking notes.
About the carousel? That'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This could actually make a really good webcomic, like Manga Artist X Carousel Enthusiast,
mm-hmm.
because then they like arrange to have like meetups where Carousel Enthusiast, who probably has no friends because they're in love with a carousel, like they get together every weekend over coffee and he just like keeps talking about all of the carousel structures.
Mm-hmm. Manga artist goes, so if I wanted to plant a bomb on the carousel somewhere.
He's like, oh, you could absolutely put it in this contraption underneath the carousel. It's actually hollow under there. I just feel like carousel enthusiast isn't as helpful as they should be. You know? Like, I think with the bomb compartment, like, they can say that. But I feel like what manga artist really wants to know is, like, you know, like, what makes a carousel enjoyable? Like, what, you know, makes these children happy? But all carousel enthusiasts can talk about is, like, how a carousel works.
Mm.
So there's a disconnect between what they're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, that's interesting. Like, manga artist is trying to write a character who's, like, who loves carousels, like, that's their thing. That's the thing that makes them a person. But just doesn't quite get it themselves.
Yeah. Like, maybe they just never went on one.
And so they go on one together. It's date. Yeah.
It's an incredibly romantic scene. It's, like, the lighting is beautiful.
there's a musical number.
Yes.
Yes, they go around the carousel.
You know that Christina Perry song, A Thousand Years? It's that one. Okay, we do have to add a good arc and some deceit, because all love is built on lies.
Yes.
I think manga artist is looking for a character who loves carousels, but it's for one scene in their manga.
Mm.
I think they tell Carousel Enthusiast that it's the whole manga is about carousels.
Mm. Okay.
Because I do think they feel attracted to carousel enthusiasts.
Yeah. Naturally, carousel enthusiast goes, oh my god, I want to read it when you're done.
Yes. Why does manga artist think it'll be okay?
What do you mean? Lying? Because people do.
It's true, but there's always, like, that, in every rom-com, there's that point where one partner is lying to the other. I'm trying to think. Like, you know how it's always the New York businesswoman, small-town lumberjack? And she always thinks, oh, it's okay that I'm lying to you about your family farm being, like, destroyed, because I'll be in New York and it won't matter.
I don't know. It could just be, it's okay that I'm lying to you because I'll write that manga eventually. It's just not what I'm writing right now.
Right. I'll use the information for something else.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I like that.
Even if that's a lie, maybe they're lying to themselves.
Yeah. They know. There's no way I'm going to talk about how carousels changed the United States of America in the 20s.
Okay, and then they go on a couple of dates, I suppose. It's cute.
Mm-hmm. They go tour carousels.
Be cute if the manga artist was just kind of in the park drawing on their iPad or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And carousel enthusiast does that cute thing where you go behind them, cover their eyes, and guess who it is? Then looks over their shoulder and sees them drawing, you know, a chase scene on motorcycles.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, what's that? It's a side project. I'm practicing anatomy. Yeah, I'd like that. I'd also like maybe right before that scene, because I feel like that's a little later when they're more confident in their relationship.
Uh-huh.
I feel like manga artist has talked to their, is it editor? It's usually editor, right?
Yeah. Or agent.
Yeah, and I'm betting they're higher up, right?
Yeah.
Person who works with them to get them published. That person has probably told them, this is really good. You have to cut down on some of the scenes with the carousel.
I think you should cut the carousel scene.
I think you should cut the carousel scene. Yeah. And then they do, because of course they do.
I kind of want to linger on, I want to genuinely hear that conversation. You need to cut the carousel scene. It's uninteresting. It doesn't move the plot forward. There are no good parts to it. Yeah. No one cares about carousels.
Yeah. Like, who are you writing this for?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you want to write to the people,
uh-huh.
Not the person you're trying to sleep with.
And I bet carousel enthusiast has read that entire scene, too. And they're like, oh my god, that was amazing. I loved it. Best thing ever.
Yeah. I sort of want the whole scene to be based on, because they tore all of, like, the carousels and wherever they are. I keep thinking New York, but that's not really where manga artists are, so I don't know. They tore all the carousels, but then carousel enthusiast is like, I need to show you one last one, and it's, like, midnight.
Mm.
And I think carousel enthusiast takes manga artist to, like, an abandoned area.
And candles?
Yes, candles, lights. Like, they have to turn everything on manually, and it's very dark and cold. And then, like, seeing carousel enthusiasts, like, struggle to turn this old, like, creepy carousel on. I think that's, like, the romantic highlight of this rom-com. But then I think the entire scene is based on that experience of the abandoned carousel.
Oh, yes.
Because then it means so much more to hear the agent say, cut this.
Mm-hmm. No, that... I would love for the manga artist to have written that scene, showed it to carousel enthusiasts. They cry.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
cut it.
Cut it. So then, where do we go from here? I feel like the tense climax would be the celebration of the manga's release.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think Carousel Enthusiast wasn't supposed to be in town for it or something like that. Mm. But of course they surprise manga artist. And, mm-hmm. you know, everyone's talking about the manga and cut to Carousel Enthusiast actually holding it.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't know. Would that happen at the release party?
I feel like it would. Where would you want it?
Well, my only thing is, like, at the release party, no one's going to have time to read through the whole book, right?
That's true. Yeah.
What if the release party happened with... Well, they could be there or not. Surprise them, whatever. Don't read the book there. But then the big climactic moment happens, like, at a book signing or something.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah.
Like, Carousel Enthusiast knew exactly where they were going to be and goes up to them, shoves their book in their face, and said, "What happened?"
Yeah. Because I'm betting Carousel Enthusiast takes it as not just that you didn't care about carousels to begin with, but also, like, you were too embarrassed to show how much fun you had.
Yeah.
Because that's what I read when I first read that scene.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another person who's embarrassed of Carousel Enthusiast.
Yeah.
So then they storm off. Where do we go with our manga artist from there?
No, do they draw an apology letter?
They could. They could also put together like a collection of all of the rough sketches they've done. Maybe of every carousel they've been to.
Mm. What about a small-time artist, a medium-time artist?
Yes.
Who has published a couple of books, probably has social media where they also publish work.
Yeah, they'd have to.
What if they put the carousel scene up on social media?
Oh, yeah. Like, this is a cutscene.
Mm.
That'd be cute, because then all the comments would pour in, like, we would have loved to see this. The publisher was wrong. Be kind of cute if maybe they post the carousel scene, but then they also post, like, a trail of carousel images to, like, draw. Like, only Carousel Enthusiast knows exactly where each is.
Mm.
So Carousel Enthusiast seeing all of this follows to each one. Yes. And then they end up back at the old carousel.
Mm. Oh, that'd be cute. More candles. It's already started.
Yeah, I got here like an hour ago. Couldn't figure it out. Had to call someone. I got here like 7 hours ago. I've been struggling. Yeah, that'd be cute. Maybe it doesn't work the first time, but this time it does. That'd be cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kiss and make up.
Yes.
And then we have a wedding montage in the credits.
They're getting married at the old carousel.
Yes. Carousel-themed wedding ring. That one would be round and round we go.
I promise to always let you ride on the unicorn.
Oh! I hope they have dumb inside jokes like that. I hope so. Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
See, love isn't dead. Who said that? Oh my god.
It was sweet. It was romantic.
It was.
It was a rom-com.
Get you someone who can show you carousels.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed. Happy Valentine's Day again. Go spend it with all of your loved ones. Send me your chocolate. I deserve it. Yeah.
Yeah. Have a fun day.
Yes, we'll catch you in the next one.
Bye.
Goodbye.